CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 23rd of July 2023. Here are the main news headlines. Tonight at 8 events on Ofcom consultation, RSGB 2023 Convention, RSGB Region 3 District Representatives. The RSGB is holding two special Tonight at 8 events focused on the Ofcom amateur radio consultation. On Monday the 31st of July it will look at contests, operating and call sign policy in an event that may be of particular interest to full licensees. On Monday the 7th of August, the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics, including call sign and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. Instead of the usual webinar style, these events will be forums where, after a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions. We encourage radio amateurs to be part of these events. Questions can be submitted on the night via the live chat, or you can send a question in advance. Advance questions may be by email or a short, clear video of you asking your question. In either case, please include your name and call sign as well as your question. Send questions to comms, that's COMMS, at rsgb.org.uk, or for further information about the consultation, the event and the panel list, go to the RSGB website under License Review. The RSGB's 2023 convention will be held from the 13th to the 15th of October at Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The convention packs in a full weekend of the very best amateur radio lectures from around the world, with lecture streams, forums, special interest groups, presentations and all the usual activities. There's something for everyone. Join hundreds of others for what is one of the best social events in amateur radio. Bookings are open now and you can take advantage of early bird pricing until the end of August. You'll find the booking link and more information on the RSGB website under convention. The RSGB is looking for members in Region 3, the northwest of England, to step forward as volunteer district representatives. If you'd like to make a difference to other amateur radio amateurs in this area, provide advice and support, represent the RSGB and its members, and also attend local rallies, please email Region 3 Regional Representative Martin Bell, MOTEB, at rrfigure3@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's Examination and Syllabus Review Group, or ESRG, has provided an additional set of four mock exam papers. These cover foundation, intermediate, full and direct to full exams. You can find the papers on the RSGB website under mock-exams. A reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways on the Air event will take place between the 26th and 28th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes, reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website nharg.org.uk and follow the By Wota 2023 link, that's BIWOTA figures 2023 link. Please send all details or details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events. The Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place today the 23rd at the Society's HQ at Belton Road, Sandtoft, Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors are open from 10 a.m. and a food bar is available. More information, visit g0ghk.com. Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale takes place on the 30th of June at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley in Wiltshire, SN155NJ. The event starts at 9 a.m. and finishes at 1. There's a £3 entry fee. Indoor tables are sold out, but there's plenty of car boot space available. Attendance for car booters is £10 and for vans it's £15. For further information, contact Rally at chippenhamradio.club. Part 1 of the British Amateur Television Club's Convention for Amateur TV 2023, or CAT 23, will take place on Sunday the 6th of August at Midland Air Museum, Coventry. It's a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it and bring-and-buy event from 10:30am to 4pm. There'll be full ATV and microwave test facilities available for QO100, 5.6 gigs, FM, ports down, mini-tournier ride. Sorry, I'll read that again. Mini-tournier ride and power amplifiers and preamps. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 6th of August. The venue is Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, P34EL. Doors open to visitors at 9am. Admission £2.50. Doors open to traders at 7am. Doors and pitch, the outdoor pitch rather, costs £8. Indoor tables £10. Car parking is free. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy area. On-site catering will be available. For more information, email rally.clark, that's K-L-A-R-C, at gmail.com, or visit KLARC, that's King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club, I think, klarc.org.uk. Now for special event news. Special call sign DL0 SOP is active until the 31st of this month for the 65th edition of the Sea of Peace Award, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World EQSL, or Director DL4SVA. For more information about the award, visit dl0sop.darc.de. VX7NA is the special call sign by the use of Nanaimo Radio Amateur Radio Association until tomorrow, the 24th of July, celebrating its 75th anniversary. The association is based on Vancouver Island, NA036, QSL via V7NA. DX News, the IP1X team will be active from Gallinara Island, that's EU083, on the 29th and 30th of July. They'll operate CW and SSB 80 to 10 metres and will be active for 24 hours during the IOTA contest, QSL via IU1JCZ. Director Bureau, more details and updates, check qrz.com. Roulon F8EN is active again as TR8CR from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only, QSL via F6AJA, Director Bureau. Airsoy TA2OM has been active as 3 Charlie 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010, in Equatorial Guinea since October 2022. His current plans are to stay there until sometime in August. He uploads his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. Didier F6BCW is active as Fox Oscar stroke call sign from Huahine Island, OC067 in French Polynesia, until the 25th of October. He operates CW and SSB on 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via F6EXV, Club Log and Logbook of the World. Contest news. Tuesday the 25th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 27th of July sees the data leg of the 80 meter club championships run from 1900 to 2030 UTC. RITI and PSK 63, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the RSGB IOTA, or Islands on the Air contest. It runs from 1200 UTC on the 29th to 1200 UTC on the 30th of July. Using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Please note that the Worked All Britain 144 megs low power contest, which was due to start on Saturday the 29th of July, has been moved to Saturday the 5th of August. A further announcement is expected next week. Next Sunday the 30th, the UK Microwave Group at 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun continues to be peppered with spots, with a solar flux index of 189 on Thursday the 20th, they write. However, sunspots can bring solar flares and coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, which can be detrimental to good HF conditions. We've been relatively lucky over the last week, as the flares have mostly been minor C-class and a few M-class events. There have been no X-class flares, so ionospheric disturbances have been minor. A large CME observed from active region 3363 is expected to mostly miss our planet, but the edge of the plasma cloud was still forecast to deliver a glancing blow to our geomagnetic field on Thursday the 20th of July. A polar cap absorption, or PCA, event was also in progress from the morning of Monday the 17th of July. This was caused by the proton flux rapidly increasing and affecting HF paths over the pole. The proton flux is gradually decreasing but may have a detrimental effect for a little while yet. Region 3363, which was massive, has now disappeared behind the southwest limb and will no longer be a threat. That is, at least its return, until its return in about 2 weeks. It'll be interesting to see how big it is when it does come back. Other than the KP index hitting 4.67 on the 16th and 17th, geomagnetic conditions have been quiet, with the KP index at 1 or 2 over the last few days, which means HF conditions have been quite good. Daytime MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path have been consistently above 18 megs and often above 21 megs at times. Nighttime MUFs over the same path have been higher than 14 megs and often 18 megs, at least during the first part of the night. This means that if you hear signals on 24 or 28 megs, the likelihood is that they are due to sporadic heat propagation. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain at about 160 to 170. It also predicts a KP index of 2 all week. If that happens, we can probably expect good HF conditions for this time of the year. However, with so many sunspots, there's always the strong risk of solar flares and CMEs, so keep an eye on solarham.net for real-time conditions. Now for VHF and up propagation news. The continuing spell of unsettled weather will stay for us for the coming week, so any signs of tropo will be very limited indeed. This means that rain scatter will once again be a predominant propagation mode for those equipped on the gigahertz band to use it. Higher temperatures in summer mean strong cold convective cells like thunderstorms and better reflectivity from the larger raindrops, which can be held aloft by the stronger updrafts in the storm clouds. The reflectivity depends on a sixth power of the diameter of the raindrop and the number of drops in the beam, so even a small increase in drop size gives a big increase in reflectivity. Sporadic E remains in play for a good while yet, so stay alert to cluster reports, and in particular 10 metres and 6 metre beacons. If time's limited, check 1600 to 1700 UTC to gain maximum benefit. The usual other mode are still possibilities, of course, starting with aurora. In view of the recently disturbed solar conditions, you should monitor KP index for large values above, say, KP5. Secondly, the Perseids meteor shower will peak between the 12th and 13th of August, but evidence of meteor material from the Perseids is already appearing. Officially, the shower starts to appear from the 17th of July. The 15 megs and 144 megs bands have already produced some very short-lived bursts of FT8 signals that may be due to meteors. The Delta Aquarids may also be responsible for these very sporadic outbursts. If we move towards the Perseids peak, you should expect an increasing number of bursts. As the Moon begins its monthly descent towards minimum declination on the 29th, pass loss will increase. However, the Moon will be close to Sagittarius A on the 28th, leading to very high noise. This will be prevalent on the lower VHF bands. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's all from me also until next week.